Now, there's been a warning this lunchtime from the EU to pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca that delays in the delivery of the COVID-19 vaccine are not acceptable after the company said production problems mean the allocation of doses to European countries will be less than promised. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said, "We expect the company to find a solution to deliver swiftly." We'll get the latest from our Europe editor Tony Connolly in just a moment. But first, closer to home, the Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19 is to meet today to discuss the introduction of mandatory quarantine for people without a negative PCR test arriving in Ireland, as well as passengers from South Africa and Brazil. A final decision will be made at a meeting of the full Cabinet tomorrow. Let's talk now to our political editor, David Murphy. David, what do we know about what's been planned in relation to this mandatory quarantine?
Well, in relation to the mandatory quarantine, that is going to apply for people who arrive in Ireland without a negative PCR test, but it'll also apply to people who arrive from Brazil, South Africa, and possibly a number of other countries from South America where a new strain of the virus has been detected. I think in also what the government will be looking at is proposals generally to tighten up on people coming into the country, particularly in terms of the passenger locator form, which has been much criticised in terms of the follow-up on those forms. This is something an individual fills out on arrival to say where they're going to be staying, when they should be restricting their movements and self-isolating. And there will be more questions in that form. There will also be much more rigorous follow-up to ensure that people are where they say they are going to be.
And is it clear who would carry out that follow-up? Would that be a duty that would fall to the Gardaí?
Well, I think it's going to be under discussion, but certainly the Gardaí are going to have involvement in a lot of this. And you can see already that the security around the airport has tightened up in recent days. Around the old airport road, some of the other approaches to the airport and between the two terminals, there are now guard checkpoints where the Gardaí are asking people, do they need to fly? Is it essential? And can they prove that it is essential? Do they have any evidence to show that they have to make an essential journey? And I think that that is part of ensuring that there's a lot less travel. Also, the other thing that's under consideration by the government this afternoon is tightening up on short-term visas, which people can get from some countries to come and stay in Ireland on a holiday and to stop some of them from some countries to again tighten up in terms of the number of people coming into the country.
And what about the prospect of closer cooperation north-south? We know that the Stormont executive has been looking for information from these passenger locator forms for people arriving in the airports on this side of the border and then travelling north, residents of Northern Ireland. Is there likely to be any prospect of a move on that, David?
Well, earlier today on RTE Radio, we had the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, saying that there would be movement on that. Also, Leo Varadkar and the Dáil last week indicated that it would happen. It's something that the authorities in the north have been asking for some time. Geoffrey Donaldson spoke earlier today, I think outlining some of the irritation from the authorities in the north that it hasn't happened earlier. The government says that there are data issues there, but it is something that will happen in terms of sharing that information. But also there's been more liaison between Eamon Ryan and his counterpart in the UK, Grant Shapps, in terms of looking at the types of restrictions which Ireland is introducing and trying to ensure that similar restrictions are introduced across the island of Britain and obviously in the north as well. But the opposition are saying about all of this, look, the back door through the north is still open, and there's something that needs to be done about that quite urgently.
Very good, David. Thank you for that.